One of the plans would fine pharmacies up to $2,500 if they refused to dispense birth control. Backers say it would prevent pharmacists who have a moral objection to contraceptives from blocking the sale of a legal substance that was prescribed by a doctor. Beloit Democratic Senator Judy Robson says pharmacists should have no right to deny these prescriptions.
They're deciding for the doctor that that woman should not have this birth control. They have decided that she doesn't need it for whatever reason, and birth control is a basic health care.
Racine Assembly Republican Robin Voss says he has no personal objection to contraceptives. But Voss says there are pharmacists all over the state who have a different set of beliefs.
And if what this is doing is saying that we are going to impose our beliefs on other people who have different religious convictions, I think that's wrong.
That plan cleared the legislature's budget committee on a party line vote. So did the proposal to mandate insurance companies cover birth control. Democrats say that would take care of an inequity in many insurance policies that cover drugs like Viagra but don't cover birth control. Neither plan was part of Governor Jim Doyle's original budget proposal. They still need the support of the full legislature and the governor to become law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.